Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 20 January 2025. Welcome to this program. And tonight's going to be an interesting conversation between myself, Melody Seastrom, and you. Tonight's phone lines will be open almost immediately for anything you want to talk about. We got a new president in office today. We're going to discuss some of the things he said that I must admit I liked some of the things he said. Do I trust him? No, I don't. But time will tell. But we'll get on that just in a minute. Before I forget, we're going to offer the three books been offering all month until the end of this month. And again, we got a few people are ordering them. I thought they go out of here like hotcakes because they're on topics that every Christian needs to know about. They're explaining why certain so-called religions are not Christian, and they're very detailed and to the point, like Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, and Catholics. And I'm just telling the truth like it is. I can't help it. It's Bible. I'm telling you the truth. I wouldn't lie to you. Get all three of the booklets for $39.95. Separately, they're about $16 a piece because they're expensive and postage, so is postage. But they're available. You can get them if you want them at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. They're available if you want them, and I hope you will call and get them because they're books that help you educate your friends and family. They maybe don't understand that salvation is through grace alone, not through any kind of works at all, period. And maybe you won't see that just to find out how the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Catholics add works to it, and then have a hope of being saved. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Coach Dave Dobemeyer is going to join us because we're going to be speaking together in Wisconsin come the first week of April. Yeah, or maybe second week. I think second week of April. We speak in Wisconsin together with Rob Pugh up there and the Wisconsin Christian News Network. We'll be going up there with some other speakers like Pastor Arthur Pulaski and others will be there also in Wisconsin. Hope you'll join us there. And Wednesday night, having a lady come back on, haven't been on now for, I think, about 3 years, I'm guessing, maybe a little longer, a little less. Deborah Tavares is breaking radio silence for the first time in a long time. Come back on the program to share some of her news information. So I'm looking forward to that very much. Hope you all stay tuned for that because you're going to find, I think, a very interesting program. Again, I want to thank you for your prayers for my brother and my grandson. It's still going up, and I do appreciate it. My brother's still hurting, but he's manageable. He's going back to Dr. I think next Tuesday for a follow-up with the surgeon about his back and what he may have to do that on his ribs. Emma's grandson, Dylan, has three surgeries already, putting grafting skin off his legs and buttocks to his back and two arms. He's going to do chest surgery next week. He's in a lot of pain, but every day he's still here is a sign of progress. So thanks for the prayers from my grandson, Dylan. And Ryan, who's physically healed very well, still having some trouble talking about what happened. So thank you for caring, folks. And like you, I mean, I really mean that. Thank you so much. And thanks for joining us this past Saturday on Bible study. I apologize for the quality of the stream. Internet was really bad Saturday. But you can watch, if you want to, the teaching I did, folks, on the deception of Satan into the beast system. I think it's one of the most important ones ever done. And I proved to you on air what is being done with AI. It is demonically inspired, and I do believe mostly controlled. And I think I proved it to you this past Saturday. You can watch it on PastorBush.com. Just go to Rumble and click on there and find the teaching. I think you'll find it very interesting. Just go to PastorBush.com. Or you can go on Rumble, period. Just type in Rumble and bring up the program and watch if you like. I think you'd be surprised to see how we have been deceived for so long. Now, speaking of deception, were the Americans deceived again with another election? Is this another Reagan era promises that won't happen? Is this another time of Newt Gingrich? But a lot of y'all folks don't remember who he is and what his promises were. Or is this going to make a difference with what happened today? I did watch much inauguration. I did watch his speech when he signed the executive orders that I totally agree with on about every one of them. And especially when he releases the J-6ers. We had Jake Ling on last week when the J-6ers, who's excited about getting out immediately, and I think he'll be out within a couple of days. I do believe that. I agree with all that. I like some of the things he said very much. A little glimmer of excitement there in me on that. There is. But, folks, I've been fooled before. I was fooled with Reagan and others, too. So we'll see what happens. At the end of this 4 years, will be better or worse. Will he leads into a huge war in the Middle East because he's so pro-Zionist? What will happen? Only time will tell. How about the economy? He says he's going to put every department working on getting prices back down to where they were, or at least back down somewhat. Well, folks, they're going to go back down a whole lot to be where they were in 2020 because they went up tremendously. I mean, a dozen eggs, the cheapest eggs you can find at Walmart now are $4.49 a dozen. They used to be 29 cents. So you figure out, we get it back down to 29 cents or even a dollar? We will see. Only time will tell. But there's been a change in administrations. We'll see what that brings. And our guest tonight, Melly Seastrom, she and I have been friends now for a long time. I won't say exactly how long because she's still 39 years old. Don't want to make her feel bad. And so we go back several years doing business together. And just a friendship. And Marcia and I got to go and visit her a few years ago up where she lives on the Eastern Shore. Had a great visit, great time. I mean, it's just good. I've been blessed to make many good friends by this radio broadcast. And I sincerely mean that. Meet people that I never met otherwise. They become really close to me. I'm a blessed man about that in that way. But Melody Seastrom runs and takes care of Discount Gold and Silver. In my mind, the best place in the nation to buy precious metals, knowing you get a fair deal, and she'll buy them back when you want to sell them back to her at a fair deal. How do I know that? Because I've done it with her at least twice, maybe three times, and I've never been hurt on any deal I've ever made. Matter of fact, I come out way ahead on a couple of them already because I listened to her wise counsel. Melody Seastrom, are you there?
I am here, and when you were visiting me here on the Eastern Shore, we had a shocking good time.
Oh, we did. I guess I better share with people about that. My wife, Marcia Jean, likes trinkets, and she bought a little pistol that's about 2 or 3 inches long, little silver and white pistol. And you squeeze the trigger, it's supposed to be, they say it's a lighter, squeeze and see what happens. Well, it shocked you. I squeezed and didn't feel anything, but Melody squeezed it, and she felt some shock. She says, I don't like being shocked. Anyway, that little pistol, he squeezed the trigger to give you a shock. But nonetheless, we had a great time.
So it has become a wonderful little, not a joke, but just something that we share. And
a good memory.
Whenever we can bring up about shocking good times, we can do
exactly. Good memories. Well, Melody, and folks, the line's open. We're going to discuss anything we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to discuss, of course, the economy somewhat, no doubt. But we have a change of venue today for the next 4 years. And I have to say, Trump come out swinging. He did. He come out swinging with both fists. He's already fulfilled some of his promises. We'll see what happens in the future. And I'm hoping and praying because Trump more or less had more of a chance now than he did before when he first went to office. He now can more or less control the Supreme Court. He's got the Senate and the House back with him again. So he has a good foundation to make some changes if he was sincere about making changes. Only time will tell. Melody, I know you got to watch part of that also. I just watched the speech he made for a few minutes, and he signed executive orders. And I agree with executive orders and what he did. I really did. I'm glad when he tells the UN to take a hike. I like that. I like when he said to all the federal workers have to go back to work starting tomorrow. No more federal hires until it gets everything back under control. So I liked all that. He's getting rid of the 88,000, I believe it was, IRS agents that they hired to harass people. So he's going to put them on the border. And I like all that rhetoric. I do. But so far to me, it's rhetoric. Yeah, it gave me a little glimmer of a hope. I have to admit it did. But until I see differently, prove me wrong, it's rhetoric. What do you think?
Well, I watched the speech. I watched most of it. I got distracted and I had to miss a little bit of it. But it was very hopeful. He is one, I don't know if you want to call him a communicator, but he tells us exactly what we believe this country is and what we've all hoped for. And it does give us a feeling of hope. I do hope. I mean, it was a great speech, and the things that he's done. And when let's go to the executive orders, a lot of them were executive orders that are going to be challenged and so forth. I'm not a fan of executive orders. I don't believe you go from one and these are the things that I wish would be changed. Let's really get to the heart of the matter and make some changes. Yes, these are all wonderful. The borders, it concerns me that he's turning this into, a national emergency, energy emergency, a national border emergency, because that gives him more power. And I don't know by dictating whether it's a national emergency, how it bypasses Congress. So these are a lot of things that disturb me greatly. Now, do we need an emergency, national emergency to cure the... I'm a firm believer that if we just push the laws that we already have on the books, it fixes a lot of our problems. But the problem was the various administrations, they don't follow the law. You know, you go to this TikTok debacle, and I'm thinking, you know, here, the Supreme Court, 9-0, is not good for this country. And yet, it gets changed through President Trump.
It does. And by the way, Trump was going to close TikTok down
5 years ago.
Not too long ago, and now he's all for getting it back in. So it makes you have to wonder. I mean, I don't know.
So
again, you give me a glimmer of hope.
You talk about law and order. You talk about following the law. The Supreme Court said 9-0. And it doesn't matter. And, you know, so these are the things that challenge my mind, or, you know, as far as where are we? Trump's crypto frenzy, conflict of interest galore. Nobody cares. You should care. You should care. They made billions of dollars. Melania, this is from CNBC, if it's accurate, she just opened up her crypto coin yesterday. He did one a couple days ago. Yes. Now, I'm sorry. There's a lot of people out there, well, gee, you know, he earned it and he can do it. No. No. It's wrong. And what was the old saying, Butch? You know, two wrongs don't make a right. You know?
Exactly.
And so, yeah, and so when I hear him say, and then I believe it's good, then there's these other things that make question what I hear of the good. You're right. We're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah. Have to wait and see. And I don't know what else to say. I mean, I do know that he's following, you mentioned New World Order, he's following the script right to the T, because clear back in the 70s and earlier, they were talking about the North American Union pertaining to Canada and Greenland. Well, guess who he wants to annex into the United States? Isn't that amazing? Canada and Greenland. Now, he's also introduced or talked about Trudeau being governor of Canada. So what's that all mean? I really don't know yet. And I'm really nervous about some of the things he said, Melody, really got me excited. I love what he said in some areas. But it's just got me.
That's just what he wants us to feel. Because, you know, when we're feeling all warm and fuzzy, they get to do all these other things that we don't pay any attention to. And we don't know what they're doing. And that's what makes me feel uncomfortable. And there's so many little examples. Yeah, I know he likes to throw stuff out there just to stir stuff up. He does. I get it. You know, and the media falls for it, hook, line, and sinker. You know, and a lot of it doesn't mean anything. But what about the little things that do mean something? You know, just like his Treasury Secretary. He helped Soros. He was Soros's financier, I guess, to break the bank of the currency of London. That's how Soros got so wealthy. Now he's our Treasury Secretary. Okay. Now, I always said, you know, I got worn out with everybody pointing, oh, George Soros. You know, he's a figure. Everybody points to him. But now, the person that made him wealthy is our Treasury Secretary. And it doesn't matter. I don't get it.
Good point.
I don't get it. Just like you've got all of his appointments. They're billionaires. They're crypto people. Why do you think they're going into this crypto stuff? They can't try. It's money laundering for these billionaires. That's what it is.
And for a president and his wife to have their own crypto starting off, in that flying in the face of everything that's economical and financial, in that totally what we're looking for, a special interest move of some kind?
You know, people got thrown in jail for inside trading before. I don't know what you
they
call
did.
It.
They did.
You know, usually the last time he went into office, he had to eliminate himself. You know, a lot of these people can't have or be tied to, you know, their corporations, and, you know, they have to pull away from it. Just there was another one, the guy for the energy secretary for the fracking guy. He has this fracking company that just came about in 2010, you know, and it does like 10% of the LPN gas that they, and it's like, okay, so is he going to give up all of his connections and boards and stuff like that? Well, no. And yet we look to Biden and what him and his son did in Ukraine, which I'm not agreeing with, but that was bad. But yet somebody else can do it. I don't know, Butch.
Well, again, time will tell, Melody. It will. It will. I'm not going to say I won't prejudge him. I don't trust him, but I'm not going to prejudge him. I mean, you know, I remember back in the 80s when Reagan was running. Boy, I was pro Reagan. I mean, I supported Reagan. He lost first time around, won the second time, they won again. And I remember people in America loved that man. I mean, they were cheering, and nothing changed except they went further in debt than any other time in the history of under a president. So I don't see anything happening here. We will see very soon. I don't think it'll take too long for him to show his true colors in a lot of different ways. But the thing that's got me concerned the most right now is the Middle East. I mean, Israel's got by with many, many war crimes already, and Trump had been right behind it all the way.
They say Netanyahu would be in jail if he hadn't had the war.
That's a very good possibility. But, you know, I just know that prophecy is being fulfilled. And I'm saying that sincerely. Prophecy, and I can prove it, folks, by the Bible, is being fulfilled, and Trump is a great instrument for fulfilling prophecy. So you might say, well, it has to happen because it's Bible, and I can't disagree with that. But so don't get your hopes up that everything's going to get back to normal. We're going to have peace in the Middle East. We're going to have prosperity in the country again. As he said, he's going to bring terrorists in and bring back jobs to America. Is that possible? It's possible to do some of it, but it's going to be a hellish trip back to that because we are not geared up for it. It's not going to do it in 3 years, 4 years. It's not going to happen that quick. It's impossible to bring it back what we lost over 30, 40 years, bam, that quickly. So we will see. Melody, I'm just excited about to see what's going to come next because he gave a great speech. Time will tell whether he's just blowing smoke or he's really going to do something. But it won't take long to tell difference, I don't believe. I mean, as far as what he's going to do, I think within the first 5 or 6 months, we'll see things happen, hopefully for the good, but it may be mixed with a lot of bad. We will see.
Yes, we will see. And I don't know, I still have an uneasiness, and I agree with you. You know, we just have to wait and see what happens. But, you know, people just need to read between the lines and look at the small print.
Well, we got to quit trusting man and what man says, and we should learn from their actions. We should watch what they do, not what they say. Did he do anything in the first administration to do anything or change anything for the better? Perhaps. But very little of what he says he's going to do, whether he could or not, I have no idea. Maybe he couldn't. But he had both houses for 2 years after getting the first time, and nothing was accomplished. So I don't know. We'll see. Now it's back to what we'll call in the ballpark. He has everything going for him. Both houses are in his favor now, supposedly. Supreme Court is leaning in his direction. We will see what happens. It's interesting. And folks, if you have any comments, please feel free to call and share them at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I respect y'all's opinion. I really do, because this is why it's a live call-in broadcast. I want to hear from listeners. I learn a lot from our listeners, because some of these people, they're really sharp, make me feel like a dull knife in the drawer, but they're really sharp what they're talking about. And I respect them. That's why I want to hear from them. 844-769-2944. Again, time will tell what's going to happen in the very near future. I do believe that. Amelia, what do you see? I mean, the markets are closed today, of course. It's a holiday. But what do you see going on behind the scenes that you're in this a lot longer than I've been? You've been working with finances for many, many years. What do you see happening in the future in this country as far as, are we going to lower the debt? I mean, can we lower the debt? Is it going to happen? Can we get, I mean, we're $40 trillion so far, and we're in the black, and in the red. Is it possible that we can get it down till it's reasonable again, or are we just hoping against hope?
Well, he said by pulling us out of the Paris Accord, it's going to save us $1 trillion.
That's what he said.
How? Who, what, when, and how, you know? And so, you know, I don't think there's anything. I don't think the markets, the paper markets, will be able to weather all the things that's going to be going on. Now, whether they're great for the U.S., I don't think they're going to be good for the paper markets. However, you have so many billionaires in there, and you have so many of this crypto. I was telling you, and just to let you know, this breaking news, the TikTok ban has been halted for at least 75 days. Okay, and this is after the Supreme Court. So again, I don't get it. I just don't get it. But on Sunday, I mentioned this in the beginning of the program of the crypto. It's the dollar sign with Melania. Went into the coin, quickly spiked more than 40%, surpassing $2 billion in value. Let's see, Trump's his coin went over $14 billion. And there's no underlying product. And 80%, the website for this crypto coin says 80% of the coins are held by the Trump Organization and affiliates. So, you know, again, I have issues with that. But anyway, back to the economy and so forth. I think with the shakeup, I just don't see how it can weather, how the markets can weather. But you don't know, because it's so manipulated and it's so rigged. You have all these hedge funds in there. Now you have all these billionaires in there. And I was even thinking, Butch, well, you know, in the beginning of our republic, hey, they were wealthy men.
Most of them were. Yes, they were.
So, yes. You know, I keep thinking to myself, and
some of them, some of them lost all they had during that, too. They lost everything. That's mm-hmm. true.
Well, I don't think these men in today's world will lose anything. They're here to gain.
I don't either.
They're going to be gaining. And so I do think there's a little bit of a difference. But, again, this is a wait and see.
Well, you know, and Todd just texted me and said, our producer, of course, he said that he just pardoned all J6ers. And I had Jake Ling on last week, and he was in high hopes and prayers he would, and he did. So kudos to him for that also. I don't know why he didn't do it.
It was 1,500. There was 1,500 of them.
Yes. So he did do that. And hope the little 76-year-old grandma was released too. I mean, so, folks, yeah, praise God. I'm excited about that to the point that this is happening. Let's take a phone call from Washington State. Let's talk to Carolyn. Carolyn, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, thanks. I would say Melanie, his gut feeling is quite right. I have been of the opinion that all the world leaders are in cahoots to bring in the new world order. And somebody, Jamie Walden, was the first one I heard to really express it like I have been thinking. Do you know who Jamie Walden is?
No, I don't.
He's a good Christian preacher. Just look up Jamie Walden on YouTube. And he has, one of them where he really explains it well is, is Trump part of the beast system? Jamie Walden, and that's Walden, and Christopher Brock. He gets interviewed by Christopher. And he goes into all the things that they're setting us up for, that they were going to give us 10 or 15 years of pure hell, and we've been through it with all this transgender stuff and everything going on, so that when our hero comes by in his white hat, we'll be just so thrilled at every little thing he does that he'll be able to pull off all kinds of illegal things, just like you were talking about earlier. It's not going through Congress. It's just an executive order. And everybody's thrilled. Oh, it'll be such a change, and we're all so excited. And by the way, in case you don't know, there's a Dave Krieger.
Oh, yes.
He has his own radio show, too. Mm-hmm. He used to be on the Power Hour. And I was listening to him Friday, I think, saying that all this pardoning that Biden is doing is completely illegal, completely. And there's nothing anybody's going to say or do about it because we're all so thrilled to have the white hat in office and him along with his sidekicks, what's his name, Swami, and Elon Musk.
Yeah,
They'll get away
yeah.
with every and any yep. illegal thing they want because everybody will compare it to how it was. So I think you guys are right. Don't have a good feeling about Trump because things are going to get bad and they're going to get good.
You know, when you're looking back, I mean, we don't see it as it's happening, but when you look back, I mean, if we go back however far we want to go back for when people were learning about the discrepancies in our government and learning about our government.
Hang on through the break, you two. Both of you hang on through the break, okay?
Okay.
Folks, by the break, we'll get to Jan and Matt, all of you. 844-769-2944.
Army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back in the phone lines. We got all of them full right now. As soon as somebody hangs up, you call back in quickly as possible at 844-769-2944. And I agree with what Carolyn said, and I agree with what we've been talking about this for the past half hour. Trump is an exciting thing to see happen right now. But, friends, believe me, the Bible talks about deception into the last days when people put trust, more trust in mankind, and one day a man that would more or less rule the world for a while. So, yeah, he'll come on with all kinds of good ideas. He'll make, according to the Bible, he'll make crafts prosper. He'll make the world go back into prosperity. He'll be involved in witchcraft and all that. This is all in your Bible, Daniel 8:24. Daniel chapter 8, read the verses for yourself. He'll call the false security and false prosperity. He'll give false hope. Is Trump doing that now? I think so. But it is hope, and people grab onto it. Carolyn, go ahead and finish your thoughts, sweetheart.
Well, I was, I noticed we're to be wary of peace and security. Those words toward the end, and then the end comes. And that's exactly what we're getting set up for, and they're talking about the golden age coming and how wonderful it's going to be. We're just being set up. Elon Musk, he's wanting to put chips in everybody, and now he's in a position to have great power to plug along and do that. And Wernher von Braun was one of the paperclip people brought over here from World War II, 20,000 of them, like, and he was the head of the jet propulsion business of our government. And he told his secretary, she was very close to him the last 4 years before he died, that he told her over and over again, the UFOs will be the very last card they play. So every time I see something about a UFO, I hardly pay attention to it because that's what they plan on doing. It's their last big draw to have the New World Order brought in by artificial AI.
That's a very good possibility, Carolyn. It really is. And I tend to agree with that. I really do. Anything else you want to say?
No, I guess not. I just hope it'd be nice to if you had Jamie Walden on as a guest. He's a
I've had Jamie on before. Yeah, I've had him on before.
Oh, good. Oh, I missed him.
He's a good guy. But anyway, thanks for the call, Carolyn. Appreciate
Thank you,
it. Very, very good point.
Thank you very,
very good
much.
Point. You know, and I want to say this. We'll see what happens. Now, this is Bible again, folks. I'm not a smart man, but I do know some of the scriptures. Before Christ returns, there'll be sacrifices made in Jerusalem again. That's in your Bible, folks. Could this become under Trump's rule because he's so pro-Israel? Yes, it could. It could be when you see a sacrifice come back into the temple in Jerusalem again. And if that happens, you know the end's getting close. Let's go to Jan and Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hello, I'm going to join the party and say we're being deceived, absolutely deceived. He let all the J-6ers go. That's great. He's going to help North Carolina. That's great. He's going to help California, yeah? But what is going on that people aren't watching?
Yep.
Melody is talking about crypto. It's a Ponzi scheme. There's nothing there. She's absolutely right. It's based on nothing.
I agree.
It's worse than the oil.
It's worse than paper
and
money.
We're going to drill, 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 too. Yeah.
It's, liquid gold.
It's bad. Yeah.
If it wasn't
you know,
so serious,
it's worse than that.
Yeah.
What's that, Melody?
You know, it's thank you for confirming and you know what I believe, and I do believe. I mean, I knew of the New World Order a long time, and it's going to change. And I believe it's all set up. Our presidents are chosen, they're trained, they're ushered in. There's a reason why he wasn't president in 2020. I believe for the comeback that he did this time. And, you know, whether it would have been, we knew Harris wasn't going to win. It came close. And even if she would, what they do is they take a crisis. If it changes in their system, they make it for the better or you know, whatever it needs to be. They have a goal, and they've had all the patience in the world. We see things on a different level in a different time frame, but we can't, you know. And so it's. I think if they had wanted him assassinated, he'd be dead. I don't think they wanted him dead, but look what it has done, and look at the outcomes. Now, do I think that? So I don't have the answers. I only have to stick with my very basic. Simple philosophies, not to get tied up in all the noise that surrounds everything, because that's the only way I can figure out the truth from the untruths.
Tom will tell real quickly, I'm sure. Go ahead, Jan.
People are worshiping Trump. They're following Trump. They're not following God.
I agree.
He's almost like the worst possible person. They could, so that people would just beg for something different.
Yep.
And they crash the economy. People would beg for something different. And here comes Trump with his noise and his racket and his patriotic talk. But
yeah,
who set us up with the fake virus? And the fake shots. Who put us in that position? Who said we had to go with the lockdowns? Who went with the mask? Who followed Fauci to begin with? That wasn't Biden.
That's all true.
That was Trump.
That's all true. All true. Jan, you're seeing it a lot of ways. The excitement of him saying these things gets everybody excited. But you got to look beyond what he's saying. Maybe he'll do some things. I mean, freeing the J-6ers was fantastic. I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
But he should have freed him in the first place before he left office the first time.
By pardoning these people, do you know how that has strengthened him?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
It isn't about releasing the people, and it has empowered him to another level. And people don't see that. People don't see that.
Well, he's been to worship. Jan, thanks for calling. Anything else you want to say?
Did you hear us that? He's calling all these guys that refused to take the shot and got thrown out of the military.
Mm-hmm.
He wants them back with full back pay. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah. Yeah. He needs
and now they will do military. Now they will do everything for him.
And
exactly.
he disgraced General Miley, which needed done too, so good for him for that. Anyway, good call, Jan. Yeah. Good jump, but thanks for the call, sweetheart. Thank you. All right, let's go to Matt in Texas. Matt, come in, folks. Cut some phone lines open. Better hurry. 844-769-2944. Matt, come and join us.
Hi, Pastor Butch. Melody. Melody mentioned the new Secretary of Treasury, Trump's pick. And I did some research on him. He is a protege of George Soros, but he's mm-hmm. also a homosexual. He's a he's married
That's
to
true.
A man.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true. I've got that.
And they have two children via surrogacy, two mm-hmm. young a boy and a girl. Okay. Mm-hmm. So and this guy's going to be signing our money.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be his signature is going to be on the currency. A homosexual. So,
yep. Good point. Good point.
Yeah. So we're being deceived by this, and they're setting us up. And people just need to wake up and realize time is short. And the scripture tells us that, you know, men will become wicked and deceivers, you know, so.
Matt, you've been out there a while. Can God bless a country that allows sexual perversion?
No, sir.
No, sir.
He's going to curse it. He's going to bring judgment. He's saying
yes,
he's going to bring us into a golden age and bring in, make America. You're not going to make America great again by promoting homosexuals. Come on.
And he was going to get the power for the of murdering babies back in the state domain, which it should have been a federal law passed,
yeah.
and that's against the law, period, to murder a baby, period, no matter what trimester. But
yeah.
he got it back into the
yeah.
states, and now what, eight states have made it constitutional that they can murder the children. So he lost eight states or nine states already to this murder bill that they have made it in their constitution. They can murder babies. So didn't gain a thing on that. As a whole. So this is, you can't compromise with evil and come out with purity. It's impossible.
That's right. Okay.
Wow.
That's what I had to say.
You
can
start
Pastor
preaching,
Bush.
Matt. You better
Thank
quit
you,
that.
Good Thank preaching, you. Pastor Bush. All right.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
All
can't
right.
believe the phones are quiet all of a sudden. I can't believe it. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Can the economy change some in the future? Time will tell, Melody. Now, I want to share this. I don't like shopping. But you have to buy groceries once in a while. So I went online to check on a couple of things that I read. I want to see if it's true or not. And I looked online. It was very true. For example, I checked the price of eggs. At the cheapest price eggs at Walmart are $4.49 a dozen for a dozen eggs. That's about 40 cents an egg, okay? And those are the cheapies. And I looked when they said, look for frozen food. They said, one of them mentioned was Hot Pockets. Let's see if he's finding those in stock. They had no Hot Pockets. I know it sounds weird. I said, well, that's an odd thing. They were out of stock on every one of them but one. And that was a box of 94. Then he said, look up another frozen food. Look up heat and serve breakfast. They had only one in stock out of dozens. It was out of stock. So is that a sign that we're actually coming to a food shortage in America? We're seeing so far it doesn't affect us. We can always fry an egg, but somebody that goes in to buy something in the store, does that mean they're not going to have me longer? I mean, they're killing chickens by the millions. I love turkey ham. Ham is made out of turkey. Marcia makes it taste like a real ham. It's good for you, and I love it. You can't find me anywhere now. How come? They murdered millions and millions of chickens and poultry. They're doing that right now. They found another big farm in South Carolina. Got one bird with bird flu or something. They probably slaughtered them all. I mean, is this part of the plan to bring us down to our knees for food even? Will Trump change that? I don't know. But there's so much going on, it's hard to keep up with.
Well, you know, I mean, he has such a – I mean, you have Kennedy in there that would be controlling a lot of that.
Yes.
So these are – you know, people might think these are all good things, and some of it might be. But on the other hand, what is really behind it all? What is behind it all? You know, I also heard that he's going to be releasing all the information on Kennedy, on Martin Luther King, on all these other government papers that he said he was going to release the first time. They released a little bit of it, but this time he said everything's coming out. So it's, I don't know, Butch, it's just a very strange time. But when it comes to the food, all I know is the expense, and it's a little difficult because we've had some really bad weather. So therefore, people do stock up. You know, they go and they buy all kinds of things, and they might hoard food a little bit, thinking that they won't be able to get out to the store. I don't know if that has a little bit to play in that for this point in time, but they are certainly controlling. They're going to control all of our lives even more than what they do today. And, you know, when we talk about, you know, when Carolyn mentioned about peace and security, the rule of law, this is what they preach. And to me, that's all control. It's all control.
Well, we will soon, like I said, soon find out. And folks, maybe things get better financially. We can hope it does, I guess. I mean, maybe God will bless us through our ignorance and sin. I don't know. It won't happen. That's an insane thing to say. But
the only way that's going to help with the prices is they need to get rid of our fiat currency. That's it.
I totally agree. And that ain't going to happen.
That's not going to happen. Yeah,
we're going to have Bitcoin here pretty soon. We're all going to get rich.
So if eggs today are $4.49, okay, so it drops to $3.99. Everybody will rejoice. Oh, wow, look what happened. The eggs dropped. Oh, you know?
I agree. It's just amazing to me that we're seeing so little common sense in this situation. Maybe it'll change. Time will tell, like I said, but folks, plan for the future anyway. Don't count on mankind or man's ways doing things. Just plan for the future. Make some sense according to the scriptures, not according to what man says for you to do and should do. Don't do that. Go in a way that you know makes sense. Plan for what you need to do for the future for you. To allow yourself and your family some security, even when you're not here. And Melody, I don't know what else to say about that. I wish I had some more wisdom on that, but I don't. I don't want to say to get people to understand just how serious this could be.
Well, I mean, we're going to have different things, but again, stick to the basics. Look and see what really rules money and what rules our economy. And, you know, they brought all of these people into our – they're not going to take all of these people out that came across the borders in the past 4 or 5 years. They can't. They won't. And, you know, all the manufacturing that might come back here for all their little computer chips, I think technology will do most of it. You have these huge databases, storage facilities that are being built, huge, hundreds of thousands of square feet. It takes 150 people to manage them. You know, so it's taken up a lot of the land, all of our resources, the power grid. And what do you think these people are going to do? Even Trump said today Musk is going to go to Mars. Who do you think on whose dime? It's going to be the American people's dime that helps get them there. It's just, it boggles the mind. So, yeah, we need to, things aren't going to change for us.
All I can say is, folks, use common sense. I understand getting excited. Some of the things he said got me excited, too. And but we have to use common sense in this.
And if you have savings, your retirements, your savings accounts? You think they're going to really let you walk away with money? No, not when the government, have we already forgotten the government is $35 trillion, $36 trillion in debt? That doesn't matter anymore because Trump was elected? That doesn't matter anymore?
And do you think Trump's going to push a Bitcoin? He's already started pushing. And folks, I got a question to ask you. Is your, you have more privacy with a dollar bill or a Bitcoin? Which one do you have more privacy with? Can you take a Bitcoin and privately deal with somebody and buy something like, hey, buy a gun from a neighbor? Well, you know, nobody wants you to have guns. Can you do that privately? Can you buy a car from somebody for cash on the table, so to speak? Is that possible? No, because Bitcoin is not going to be, it's going to be controlled by, guess what? AI, by computer systems. So there you go. So folks, please, I'm excited for the good parts. It's like Millie said she was. But I'm very cautious with this. I don't want to reach up and grab a hold of something yet until I see some fruit coming out. And again, if he's going to start in Chicago tomorrow taking out illegals and criminals, more power to him. Don't know how this is all going to work. More power to him. We'll just have to wait and see. But I just don't trust the outcome yet because I haven't seen enough proof from his first time in to convince me. Melody, we're down about the last 4 or 5 minutes here. I'm going to let you say a few things. Tell them about Discount Gold and Silver and what you're doing. Do you have a special for the night by any chance?
Well, I think most of your listeners know what I already do. And we've got the 2025 Silver Eagles that have been released and, you know, they're shipping and everything. Let me go in here. And it is Monday night. Remember, markets were closed today. Silver's higher today. Gold, a little pressure on gold, but that's also rebounding in the aftermarkets. And so we have silver up to a little over $31. So I think it'll continue tomorrow, but we'll have to wait and see also what the markets do. But you know what? If you want to stay out of their system, if you want to protect what you have, really, folks, the only way that I know of is by buying gold and silver. And we're here to help you. So I'm not the government there to help you. It's me. Melody Cedars from here to help you. So just give me a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And folks, take your word for that. I mean, she's there to help you. Please believe me. I'm not a high preacher or anything. I do believe in the word of God. I do preach and teach it hard because that's what I know is real. But and when I tell you something about Melody Cedars, I'm telling you the truth. The woman's honest as she can be. And I mean with all my heart, she'll tell you up front what she can do, what she can't do. She'll treat you just like you want to be treated by somebody. So if you're going to invest in something, put in something tangible, maybe even some storable food, maybe a good water filter that we offer right through the ministry with Jimmy McCanny, with Daniel Brinkman, the new man of food. Those are offered through the ministry. But if you're going to do something that's in monies, real monies, why not get you a few silver dollars? The Silver Eagles. Why not get something of value that's always going to be of value because it's real? You can hold it in your hand. It's an ounce of precious metal. It's not a piece of paper or a glitch on a computer somewhere, a beep on a computer. It's a real, tangible item. And I tell you what, folks, I'm not predicting anything. I'm not a prophet in that sense. But I can tell you that the prediction for the dollar is doom and gloom, and Bitcoin's going to be the same thing. Because they're nothing. They're nothing there. There's nothing to them. Something tangible is going to be always come out on top in the end. When's it going to happen? When's things going to really start coming apart? I don't know. It's been coming apart for years. Yes, slowly. But just answer yourself this question. Does your dollar buy what it did 4 years ago? I know. Some means the dollar's actually falling apart in value. Is it not? Has gold and silver went up over the last 4 years? Tremendously went up in the last 4 years. So which was the best investment? Common sense would tell you that. Mel, anything you want to add to that?
Nope, I think you said it very well. They just need to give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. And they can email me, too, at discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. And and is spelled out, discountgold and A-N-D, silver at Yahoo.
All right. And folks, take advantage of that. Give her a call. And if you want to, tell her I sent you over a call. You know, by the way, if you listen to this on shortwave right now, on 7540, I believe it is, then I want you to know she's paying for this. She's paying for the shortwave. So on 7520, if you listen to this program tonight live, she's paying for this hour. I want you to know that. She believes in what we try to do here. She supports me because she believes I'm trying to do something good, and I really, truly am. And I hope you understand that she's helping us keep this on the air. Folks, shortwave is not cheap, is it, Melody?
No, it is not.
And, I mean, to tell you the truth, folks, there's not much of anything cheap anymore, but shortwave is certainly not one of them that's cheap. So she keeps on the radio. Yes, she's a sponsor in that sense, and I'm honored to have her. Again, she's not only a sponsor, she's a friend, a personal friend that Marcia and I really care a lot for. We trust her completely with our finances. So you can, too, at 800-375-4188. Give her a call and talk to her. Again, in closing, we're down to the last minute and a half. So, Melody, all I can say is to people is, we saw what Trump said. We saw what he did. He definitely is a grandstander, but I'm not holding it against him. That's fine. He likes the spotlight. That's all well and good. Some people do. But I want to see what happens now in the future. In my mind, and time will prove me wrong or right, I think we're going to see prophecy being fulfilled at the fastest pace in my lifetime, starting immediately with Trump. So I think we'll see it happening very quickly. Anything else you want to add tonight, Melody?
No, I just don't understand how he can halt the enforcement of TikTok. I don't get it. I guess I need to do some legal reading.
Well, if the Supreme Court said that they could stop it 9-0, but maybe I don't know, Melody. I mean,
and just for the and you know what I didn't know something and real quick TikTok. If I don't use TikTok, but if someone called me that does, that means China's got my info too. I did not know that.
Well, I expect to get everybody's info anyway.
That is a fact. No, through TikTok, through their chain, even though I don't use TikTok, if someone called me, so they have that information because they have TikTok on their phones.
Wow. Wow. There's nothing private. There isn't. So, no.
That I did not know. So, like,
I didn't either. Yep. I didn't either.
So, you talked about a national emergency. Anyway, thank you, Bush.
Thanks for joining me
tonight. And thank you to the listeners.
It's been fun. Thank you.
Bye.
I really appreciate it. You have a good night, Melody.
You too.
Folks, we're down the last few seconds here, and I want to thank you for joining us tonight. And I do mean that. Don't miss tomorrow night with Coach Dave. And, of course, Wednesday night with Deborah Tavares. You don't want to miss that because, as usual, she's going to have a ton of information. And folks that used to laugh about her years ago are no longer laughing because what she said is going to happen has happened. So stay tuned tomorrow night. And again, Wednesday night, I'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.